Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of NCBA joining us. Back with Christina in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H, and to sponsor reports from the 2016 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway. This past week, the 2016 Beef Industry Safety Summit was held down in Austin, Texas. One of those participating was Christina Butts, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Executive Director of Legislative and Governmental Affairs. And Christina says that the annual gathering of the Beef Industry Food Safety Council focused on where we are on food safety in the beef chain and where we need to be going.
So beef safety is a top priority for cattle producers and really all sectors throughout the entire beef chain, all the way from the cow-calf sector through to packers, processors, consumers, and retailers. And every year there's a industry safety summit, the Beef Industry Safety Summit, and NCBA is an active member of BIFSCO, the Beef Industry Food Safety Council. And what the entire premise of this event on the safety summit, as well as being a BIFSCO member, is information sharing. So what's the new research out there from a food safety perspective? What are the new interventions that are possible? How do we share this, no matter the size of the processor or the size of the operation, and share this information in a positive way to further enhance the safety of beef products? So last week in Austin, that's exactly what happened. We were provided with a regulatory update from the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service. We also had several food safety related research updates. So a lot of different researchers throughout the country, obviously focused on beef products and the safety of those products and interventions. So a lot of great information sharing, and then also a lot of best practice knowledge and information sharing too throughout the industry.
Christina tells us that when you start adding up the dollars, the investment in beef safety across all segments of the beef industry is really impressive.
You know, the industry has really come a long way in funding a lot of research, and annually the beef industry through the Beef Checkoff contributes more than $30 million when you start looking at beef safety research. And then when you look at the industry as a whole, not only the research that they're funding, but the interventions they put in place from a safety perspective, it's about an investment of $550 million. So it really is a big focus of the industry, and we've really come a long way in learning more about pathogens that are likely to make consumers sick, and then things that not only we as an industry can do, but also consumers and anyone involved throughout the beef chain can do to ensure that we're not cross-contaminating and we're making sure that we don't have temperature abuse product, and we're finding the best ways to get this product to consumers and the best information to share throughout the process.
And Christina Butts says everybody wants to be on the same page when it comes to beef safety, providing that great, wholesome, safe product to consumers.
Because obviously the end goal is to have a safe product, and that's the end goal from an industry perspective, a cattle producer perspective, as well as a regulatory perspective.
Christina Butts out of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall of Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 Limousine and Limflex Bulls, 65 Fall Yearlings, that's 63 Black and Polled and 2 Reds, 35 Spring Yearlings, 95 Limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 Top Purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.